A drink, a kiss, and some handcuffs. Not in that order. Written by Keiko Demonia and read by Flower Parish. This is a Star Wars The Clone Wars fic, rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Boyle/Waxer. It is tagged Coruscant Guard Waxer, handcuffed together, meet cute, flirting, fluff, friendship, the littlest dash of angst, holding hands, first kiss, and Waxer Boyle Mum. When Akori, with a bright smile, takes the seat next to him at the bar, Boyle has no clue why the brother picked this spot on the periphery of a big group of 212. By his fifth drink and the Corey's, Waxer's, fourth, he still has no clue, but he doesn't care as long as Waxer keeps smiling at him like this. Wooly and the rest of Boyle's squad, who outpaced him a while ago, have stumbled over a few times to try and drag Boyle and his new friend into the raucous crowd, which now includes a handful of Corey's. Thankfully, Waxer has seemed content to take Boyle's lead, declining Wooly's invitations much more politely than Boyle has bothered to. Drifting from topic to topic, they go on talking about the brothers and their units, about Kamino, about friends and batchmates, about the planets Boyle has fought on, and the countless levels of 000 Waxer has patrolled. Every time Waxer leans in to be heard over the music, their spalders tap together, and Boyle is pretty sure that the bar hasn't gotten louder over the past few hours, but he's not going to complain when Waxer's breath keeps tickling his ear. Waxer nudges Boyle's elbow plate with his own, swaying into his space for the 100th time tonight, and Boyle tips closer without a thought. Down around level 200, Waxer tells him, way below the Federal District, there's a water treatment plant. And below that, a lot of the levels are really wet. Sometimes they even get flooded. But in the deeper, more permanent puddles and pools, you can sometimes see these pretty little insects, maybe, or I guess they could be some kind of fish. It's hard to tell, but they glow orange like your paint. Waxer sits back and Boyle frowns, turning to teasingly remind him that the 212th calls it gold. I told you it's not orange, he starts, just as Waxer leans in again to sing song, sorry, I meant. Their noses nearly bump, and Waxer's startled huff, his breath sweet and almost smoky from the dark beer he's been drinking, ghosts over Boyle's lips. Utterly unable to resist, Boyle glances down at Waxer's mouth, and when he looks back up, Waxer's mischievous grin melts into something softer. His eyes are big and dark in the low light, and Boyle can't help but wonder how warm Waxer's flushed cheeks would feel under his fingertips. Something thumps into Boyle's back with a clatter of plastoid, and Waxer barely manages to jerk away in time to avoid being headbutted. Twisting, Boyle growls, what the fuck? Griff, sorry, Wooly shouts over the music, his crest of curls damp with sweat. Somebody stuck their foot out or something. Anyway, we gotta go. PT at 0900. Oh shit, Boyle mutters. I lost track of time. Oh yeah, it's getting late, huh? Waxer says, looking around at the other patrons like he's noticing them for the first time in hours. I should let you go. And, I need to get back too. He slides off the barstool, and Boyle follows reflexively, opening his mouth to say, he's not sure what. Closing it again, he balls his hands into fists and presses them to his legs to stop himself from reaching out. Swaying a little, Wooly glances between them before zeroing in on Boyle. You should stay, he proclaims. We can cover for you. We'll think of something. Tucking his bucket under one arm, Waxer waves his free hand half-heartedly. It's okay. I don't want anyone to get in trouble on my account. His eyes only dart to Boyle for a moment, and Boyle wants to stay. He wants to stay and talk to Waxer until the bar staff kick everyone out, and he wants to brush his thumb over Waxer's flushed cheeks, and he wants to taste that dark beer on Waxer's lips. But why would Waxer have chosen to sit next to Boyle, of all brothers, anyway? Maybe he just wanted to get off his feet, and that seat was the only open spot. Waxer probably wants to go back to the Corey barracks, and meanwhile, Boyle has kept him up talking half the night. So, Boyle nods, picking up his own bucket. Yeah, you said you had a long shift, so I'm sure you need some sleep, and I should get back. Wooly frowns. Boyle, shut it, Boyle grumbles. Turning to Waxer, he avoids making eye contact as he nods toward the exit. Here, I'll walk out with you. Wooly complains loudly into Boyle's ear on their way to the exit with the others, but Boyle can't hear much of what he says over the crowd and music. By the time they step out of the doors onto the pedestrian walkway, Wooly is tugging on his arm, so Boyle shoves him. Piss off, he hisses. You're drunk. Even if I am, I'm still smarter than you, Wooly huffs, glaring. His eyes land on Waxer, who's walking just ahead of them, and for a moment, Boyle thinks he's ogling Waxer's armor-clad ass. When Wooly dives forward, Boyle finally realizes what he's about to do, and he tries to stop the little shit, but there's a reason Wooly is slated for ARC Trooper training. Snatching the binders off the back of Waxer's utility belt, Wooly slaps one end around Boyle's outstretched forearm, clamping it at his wrist. Waxer spins, uttering a short, "What?" Before Boyle can yank his arm back, Wooly grabs Waxer's hand and clips the other loop of the binders to his wrist with a sharp click. Stepping back, Wooly dusts his hands off and grins smugly, while the 212th and Corey brothers nearby hoot and laugh. Boyle scowls at Wooly, looking down at his and Waxer's joined wrists, then dares to glance up at Waxer, who is gaping adorably. Waxer says to Boyle. He knows I have the key fob, right? Snorting, Boyle shrugs, and he can't help but grin crookedly at Waxer, despite his lingering disappointment. The harsh neon lights overhead cast Waxer in intense pinks and blues, washing out his red paint until it looks nearly black, but his answering smile is brighter than a midday sun. Chuckling, Waxer holds his bucket out and adds, "Here, hold this, will you? Gotta grab my ring." Boyle takes it with his free hand while Waxer reaches into a belt pouch, stepping between Wooly and Waxer to prevent the troublemaker from stealing Waxer's key fob. Boyle glares at Wooly. "Don't even think about it," he growls in response to Wooly's smug grin. Waxer snickers again, and Boyle can't resist swaying into his space. Boyle starts, lowering his voice. "I would stay if I could." Holding the ring of keys in his free hand, Waxer looks Boyle in the eye. His smile is a little sad, but devastatingly sweet as he murmurs, "I wish you could too, but I know how it is." Lips parting, Waxer shifts a half step closer. Boyle is so focused on the multicolored shadows his eyelashes are casting on his cheeks that he almost doesn't notice the other Corey sidling up behind Waxer, and he's entirely too late to stop the brother from grabbing Waxer's keys. Waxer sputters again, whirling around. "What? Oh, come on, give him back!" Reaching out for the ring dangling from the other clone's fingers, he tugs Boyle along with him, and Boyle nearly drops both of their buckets. Somewhat worryingly, the pale-haired thief is kitted up in the sort of gear that Boyle has only ever seen Corey commanders wear, and his paint is definitely non-standard. He waggles the ring of keys at Waxer, grinning like this kind of teasing is normal for them. "Sorry, Wax," the brother says, clearly not sorry at all. "But I just got word that all of our fobs are being recalled. The programmed frequencies were corrupted or something." Throwing his hands up, he shrugs dramatically. Stopping in front of him, Waxer purses his lips and glares. It would probably seem more threatening if all the other Corys weren't snickering. "Looks like you two will have to walk back to HQ to get those binders unlocked," the maybe commander continues cheerfully. "Don't worry, I'll make sure to calm ahead and tell all the brothers patrolling between here and there that their keys definitely won't be of any use to you." That earns him another round of laughter from the gathered brothers. "Ugh, Thorn," Waxer sighs, shoulders slumping. Boyle feels his jaw drop as he watches Commander Criffing Thorn step in to pat Waxer's cheek. "Thank me later, little star," the commander says, before turning to Boyle. "What's your name, trooper?" Blinking, Boyle says, "Boyle, sir, sergeant with the 212th. With a nod, the commander pulls his bucket on over his wild curls. I'll inform Commander Cody of this little malfunction so your COs won't be expecting you bright and early tomorrow. Thank you, sir? Boyle replies, bewildered by this turn of events. The commander nods at him before making a shooing motion at Waxer. Well, better get a move on. With another resigned exhale, Waxer turns to Boyle. Sorry about this, he mutters, smiling apologetically while the Kowakian monkey lizards around them begin to disperse. I hate it when he gives me special treatment. Unsure what to make of Waxer's comment, Boyle sets it aside for now. Handing over Waxer's bucket, he shrugs in response to the apology. Well, Wooly started it, and he raises his voice, scowling at the brother in question. I'm certainly not apologizing for his griffing tubie antics. Wooly just laughs, trotting off, and Commander Thorne falls in beside him. Before they get out of earshot, the commander leans closer to Wooly. Hey, kid, he says. You know you just cuffed a captain. Boyle nearly chokes, turning to Waxer with wide eyes. You're a captain, he hisses. How had that not come up in their conversation? With a smile that's halfway to a wince, Waxer shrugs. Yeah? Which means he was probably avoiding bringing it up at all. And truthfully, Boyle can't blame him. Even being a sergeant is lonely at times. And you're, Boyle glances around, friends with Commander Thorne? Waxer shrugs again, tucking his bucket under his free arm. We were close back on Kamino, and then we both ended up here with Fox after Geonosis. Eyebrows shooting up, Boyle stammers, You're friends with Commander Fox, too? Well, I'm not sure if Fox would admit to having friends, Waxer says, wrinkling his nose even as he smiles. Keeping his eyes fixed on Boyle, he turns away and gently tugs on the binders. Boyle follows him without question as they begin walking. Mostly, Waxer continues, he just picked on me when we were cadets. He's a good commander, though. He cares. After a beat of silence, he leans in like he's sharing confidential information. But, keep that to yourself. Boyle snorts, grinning. My lips are sealed. Waxer's gaze darts down to Boyle's mouth. Pressing his lips together in a playful little half-smile, he meets Boyle's eyes again and nods. Is his only reply. Though it's not that far to Coruscant Guard HQ, they walk more slowly than Boyle has ever dared to move in his life, practically strolling. They talk the whole time, and Boyle is pretty sure Waxer takes them on the most meandering path possible, but he isn't about to complain. When they encounter a few Corys patrolling here and there, none of the brothers offer anything more helpful than playful salutes, so it seems that Commander Thorne really did spread the word. Boyle just adds that to the list of things he isn't going to complain about tonight. His plastoid-covered arm keeps bumping into Waxer's as they navigate pedestrian walkways, staying close to each other so that the binders are less obvious. When they cram into a crowded turbo lift to move between levels, a towering Trandoshan accidentally jostles Waxer into Boyle, whose life support pack is already pressed back against the wall. Waxer's little oof puffs over Boyle's chin, and their chest plates scuff together. Neither of them says anything during the long lift ride, but Waxer's eyes dart over Boyle's face, his gaze searching and so softly hungry that Boyle almost forgets they're not alone. His pulse hammers under his jaw, and all he can think about is leaning in to close the remaining distance between them. When Waxer brushes his gloved fingertips over Boyle's knuckles, Boyle takes the invitation. Twisting his hand to thread their fingers together, he holds tight. Waxer inhales a deep breath, letting it out slowly, and Boyle isn't sure what his own expression is doing, but his insides flip and flutter when Waxer slowly pulls his lower lip between his teeth. They hold hands for the rest of the walk, and it's honestly ridiculous how Boyle's ears heat every time Waxer's thumb strokes back and forth over his own. When they reach Corey HQ, passing through the wide gates, Waxer points out various landmarks, but he leads him to the barracks rather than any administration buildings. Boyle doesn't object. This is the officer's wing, Waxer explains, his voice echoing softly in the deserted corridor. I have extra key fobs in my quarters, and since the brothers on night shift are handing things off to those on the early shift now, I thought, rather than bothering them. When he glances up tentatively, Boyle just nods, feeling a little dazed. Captain's quarters. Of course, Waxer has his own quarters, but Boyle keeps forgetting that this cheerful, unassuming brother is a captain at all. The reminder of Waxer's rank only adds to the jittery warmth fizzing through Boyle's veins. They walk the last stretch of the hallway in silence until Waxer stops at a nondescript door. On the wall beside it is a small plaque bearing Waxer's rank and what must be his CT designation. At the end of the string of numbers, someone has affixed a golden, star-shaped sticker. Given the nickname Commander Thorne used earlier, Boyle can only assume he was the one to put it there. A couple of the star's points have been worn down a little, and there's a faint wrinkle across another as if it wasn't pressed down perfectly, but that small personal touch pulls something tight in Boyle's chest. He's not sure where the sudden pang comes from, but all he can think is that Waxer seems like the sort of person who deserves personal touches and silly stickers and brothers who care for him enough to leave those on his door. Waxer taps a few keys on the control panel, and Boyle swallows, following him inside. The door whooshes shut behind them, and before Waxer can turn on the lights, Boyle tugs him closer, like it's the most natural thing to do. Uttering a faint sound of surprise, Waxer lets Boyle turn them, lets himself be pushed gently back against the wall, lets Boyle lean in until their noses are almost touching. Abruptly, Boyle's brain catches up with the rest of him, and he hesitates. Waxer's free hand is resting on his side, and their bound arms are overlapping, each of them gripping each other's wrist. The dim orange light from a small window glimmers in Waxer's eyes as his gaze darts over Boyle's face. Eyelids fluttering, Waxer angles his head to almost meet Boyle. The binders, he asks. Leave 'em, Boyle murmurs, smoothing his free hand up Waxer's chest plate. Just for now. Waxer huffs softly, the corners of his eyes crinkling. Yeah, okay, he whispers, nodding. And Boyle finally gets to taste that supernova smile. The end. Keep telling me to live right, to go to bed before the daylight, but then you wake up for the sunrise. You know you don't gotta pretend, baby, now and then, don't you just wanna wake up? Dark as a lake, smelling like a bonfire, lost in a haze. If you're drunk on life, babe, I think it's great. Podfickers note, this was potted for Voice Team 2024 as a present for Cage. Cage, I would say I hope you enjoy, but I know that you'll enjoy this. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed anyway. Love you.